Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about and have had no place to recommend in the show's regular format. I am Amanda Nelson, and today's Hand Cell is The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. We're going to hear from our sponsor first, and then we will get right to it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Charming, easygoing, and rich, Xavier Castillo has the world at his fingertips. He also has no interest in taking over his family's empire, but that hasn't stopped women from throwing themselves at him. Unless, of course, the woman in question is his publicist. The cool, the intelligent, the ambitious Sloane Kensington, who is a high-powered publicist who's used to dealing with difficult clients, but none infuriate or tempt her more than a certain billionaire heir with his stupid dimples and laid-back attitude. She may be forced to work with him, but she'll never fall for him because he's a client and that's all he'll ever be, right? Right, girl, like we all know. So just in case you didn't know, author Anna Wong is the best-selling author and book talk viral author of the Twisted Love series, the King of Sin series. Miss Wong, gotta go on, okay? Make sure to check out King of Sloth by Anna Wong. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so, you know, we're all doing the self-isolation thing, right? We're inside, kind of stuck. I have been feeling an itch for some mystery thrillers, maybe some domestic thrillers, psychological thrillers, maybe about, you know, people being stuck inside with no way of leaving. That might be a little relatable. So I picked up The Silent Patient, and it really did scratch this itch. It's fast-paced. It's immersive. I was in it to win it, totally distracted from the garbage fire that is life in America right now, which was exactly what I was looking for. So this is about a painter, a very famous painter. Her name is Alicia. She lives with a fashion photographer to whom she is married in a very big house in one of London's, you know, nicest, fanciest neighborhoods. Her husband, Gabriel, comes home late one night from a fashion shoot. Alicia shoots him 5 times in the face and then never speaks again. She won't talk to the cops. She won't talk to journalists. She won't talk to her lawyer. She will not give any kind of explanation. She doesn't talk during her trial. She refuses to defend herself or implicate herself. She just is silent. So she is kind of scuttled away almost, she's called the silent patient in all the tabloids. She's hidden away at what is called the Grove, which is a secure mental institution / forensic prison, really, for mentally unstable convicts and patients who are violent in North London. This place is called the Grove. So she goes there and Theo Faber is her therapist. And this is the guy who is telling us this story. It's from his perspective, first person, he's narrating this to us. He's a criminal psychotherapist who hears about Alicia's case and decides that he really is like the guy to help her. He thinks that he's determined enough to figure out why not only did she murder her husband, but why she won't speak about it. And so he gets a job at the Grove to work with Alicia. And so you kind of go from there. He meets her. He finds out that she is doped up. Like, whoa, she's on all kinds of drugs, which of course doesn't help a person communicate or speak, right? So he lowers her doses. She attacks him almost immediately, which, you know, then it becomes hard to justify keeping her off the meds. And he really gets into her life. Like, he goes to her home. He looks at her art. He speaks to her friends. He speaks to her gallery owner, her relatives, finds out a lot of things about her past and her kind of traumatic childhood, finds out a lot of things about her marriage. While all this is going on, Theo has kind of his own stuff going on. He is married to a beautiful American actress who he finds out is cheating on him, so he has to deal with that. And he also is in psychotherapy on his own for his own issues from an abusive childhood. And then things start to come together. And that is where my plot synopsis will stop because of spoilers. But I will tell you, I am the kind of mystery reader who never sees it coming. I never see it coming. I wish that I were smart enough to be like, oh, I always know who did it. Like, I figured it out on page 3. Nah. No, never. I find out when I am told. I am a rabbit on a leash. Like, just grab me by the nose and take me where you want me to go. If I have ever guessed who did it, that's a bad book. Because, like, I'm the easiest person to fool. And I did not guess who did it or why. In this situation, because the question isn't really who did it. The question is, did Alicia actually do it? If not, who? And if she did, why? And I had knew none of the answers to any of those questions until I got there. I will say that the author, Alex Michaelides, is a film writer in his usual career. And I feel like you can tell that this feels like a movie. Like, a lot of the scenes feel like movie scenes. And you can see the movie happening in your mind as the book goes. And it feels almost like a book that was written to be made into a film, which sometimes people say is a criticism. I don't necessarily mean it as a criticism here. I just think it's something that you should be aware of before you pick it up. But if you're looking for something distracting and, like, you know, thrillery and unreliable everyone, this is definitely one to pick up. So that's The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. And that's it. Thank you so much to our audio editor, Jen Zink. You can email us at getbookedatbookriot.com if you have questions, comments, concerns. Review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us online. I'm on Instagram at I'm Amanda Nelson. Jen, my co-host, is on Twitter at JenIRL or on Instagram at I am JenIRL. In both cases, it is Jen with two N's. And we will be back on Thursday with our regular format.